This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Vice President Joe Biden is meeting with law enforcement officers from around the country today as part of an effort to come up with ways to reduce gun violence. President Obama wants some recommendations from the vice president by the end of January in response to last week's tragedy in Connecticut. And whatever Washington decides to do is likely to affect Mexican drug violence. From the Frontera's desk in Phoenix, Peter O'Dowd reports.
University of Massachusetts Amherst economist Aaron Dubay says the expiration of the U.S. assault weapons ban in 2004 put more powerful weapons into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. He co-wrote a paper on border violence this year.
Within months of the change in policy, we saw an uptick exactly where we would expect.
That's in Mexico, near border states like Arizona and Texas. Dubay says that violence was not as prevalent near California, where strict gun laws are still on the books. Even before this week's debate, gun advocates dismissed the role of U.S. gun policy in Mexico. Alejandro Hope, with the Mexican Institute for Competitiveness in Mexico City, says violence near the border has many sources.
Has to do with the shape and structure of drug markets, has to do with Mexican government policy.
And Hope says limiting the flow of guns to Mexico won't do much to reduce the demand that drug cartels have for them. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.